The plains were quiet, still as great wings, for the only sound that came across, huge white wings beating against the air as wind whipped across the griffin, his proud body tucked tight as he scanned the ground below for prey or pleasure. Neither one would be good. Both? Well, that's just a two-for-one deal. On the plains, there was this girl. Beautiful girl. Naked, too, for some reason, and tied to a stake. Seemed quite a predicament. Of course, the griffin had to come see what was up, after all. He couldn't leave some young damsel to get stolen by a dragon. I mean, who needs to have a dragon when you have a griffin around? Dust kicked up around as he started to land. Swirls of leaves flickering around, making the girl's long hair blow back against her face. And she let out such a gasp as she saw him in all his glory, feathers glistening, body full of toned muscles built for flight, every part of him gleaming from beak to tail. The griffin walked up without saying a word, flicked his claws along those bindings, letting her free. She dropped and looked up at him and just whispered, How can I repay you? The griffin grinned. A grin on a griffin is such a thing to see with that beak. I can think of a few ways, he said. Actually, more than a few ways. There's an entire book about all the ways you could help me and I could help you. But that's up to you. There she was, kneeling on the ground, her hands pressing against his chest. She just whispered, anything for a big, lovely thing like you, my hero, my savior. He smirked and walked forward, letting her disappear underneath him, letting her see that huge sheath. And he simply said, well, I could use a little relief. I'm sure you could use a drink after all the days in the hot sun. We can work out an arrangement. She leaned forward, hands grasping his sheath, started to stroke up and down, her body trembling a little. She just whispered, I dreamed of this once. I thought a dragon was going to get me, but this is better. This is so much better than I dreamed of. The scent. Why do you smell so good? He just grinned and thrusted his hips, rocking them. Shafts swelling, slipping free from that sheath and filling her hands. Her head dipping forward, tongue dragging along the crown of that cock. Flicking against the tip and tasting the first drops of prey. Her body on fire. That prey like an aphrodisiac. She just needed more and more. Addicted to it the more she tasted. Her mouth and jaw aching as she tried to wrap around. Sucking. Just drinking from him. As her hands stroked along his balls, begging for more. His hips starting to arch as he let out groans and whispers and moans. His breath getting faster and faster, thrusting into her mouth. Her jaw ached, spread so wide. But it was the kind of ache you begged for. You wanted. Oh, she wouldn't want it later, but for now she wanted that cock as deep as it could go, swallowing as she gagged, trying to press it into her throat, that thick bulge traveling down. He just stopped moving, letting her take control, not wanting to hurt her. Such a small thing, it would be so easy to just thrust and thrust and never stop. Still, her hands moved to stroke the shaft she couldn't fit in her mouth, stroking it harder, faster, feeling the knot swell as her tongue flicked against that slit, begging for more, more than just prey, begging for that thick hotness. His wings suddenly spread and curled over her, curling around her, hiding her from the world as he let out a roar. And hot, thick cum sprayed down her throat. She coughed, trying to swallow. There was just so much, it poured from the corners of her mouth, dripping the little from her nose. She pulled back and sprayed against her face, spraying down her breasts, marking her. And yet her hands never stopped stroking, squeezing hard around that knot, marking for more and more. Looking up at the griffin, her eyes glowing with need, she said, Now I want you to fuck me. Please, can you fuck me? And the griffin simply grins.